innovative.
Let's go. 2021 podcast. Ladies and gentlemen of the California Trap Trinity, Compton, Long Beach, Los Angeles. Here, man, live from the 33rd compound in the city by the beach, boy. Welcome to Kelly's Finest Radio. That's right.
Man.
Yeah.
The illustrious streets of Los Angeles. To the story gutters of Compton, California, mixed with the motion of the ocean, Long Beach. That's right, it's the man with the master plan that got the promos in the palm of his hand. The promo king himself, product, five stacks and counting. And this is California's finest radio. That's right, baby. I feel so good. We are right here in the city by the beach, boy. Shout out to the 33rd Compound, Innovative Culture, the production team. Shout out to Milk It Media, DJ Punch, and Sunlit Media. Shout out to Global Hustle LA. Shout out to Media Spill. Man, shout out to 1111 Network. Hey, man, and shout out to the fucking firm, all right? We're going to talk about that.
The family most growing, definitely.
Oh, yeah, major. Yeah, yeah, oh, shout out Trap LA. Shout out DJ Crash, yeah.
Right.
Man, we in this spot, man. I feel fantastic, bro. And let's go ahead and get started with these introductions. You know who I am. If you want to tap in with me, I got several pages, but you can find me at Cali's Finest Radio, C-A-L-I-S, Finest Radio, the greatest, the best, the finest radio you will ever come in contact with. Now, right next to me, the man whose whole life is a movie and got every chick begging and saying, please shoot me. That's right. The one, the only, my Ace Boone, day one dude. Respect the shooter. How you feeling, bro?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
I'm feeling fantastic. Good. Working hard like a hooker with two mattresses.
Man. Damn. That's a hard worker right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a hard worker. Absolutely. Man. Not to, I don't want to take it. I don't want to introduce nobody. I just want to ask everybody how they week been so far. Blessed to be black in the world.
All right.
For sure. For sure.
Highly favored.
All right. For sure. Introduce myself, right?
Yeah,
all right. My name is Respect. My name is Respect the Shooter. You can find me on Instagram at Ford Boys Films. That's Ford, like the car.
BB.
Boys with an S. Films with an S. Or if
come
you
on.
Really,
come
really
on.
Want to find me, you can find me at hashtag your girlfriend knows my real name.
Shooter.
Facts.
Let's and go. I only got one page. If you want to know anything about anything else about me, you can ask your mama.
Yeah. You're going to have some nigga Swiss cheese this fucking building, bro. You got to stop. But look, across the way, every week I have a harder and harder time behaving myself, but I stay professional. But I did prove to all of you that I'm a genius because I brought this young lady onto the show. Mm-hmm. All right. No matter what happens, I know she got me. Go ahead and introduce yourself. This is the LA Hottie.
Hey, you guys. My name is the LA motherfucking Hottie.
Yeah.
Okay. Hottie with the body.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter. Instagram and Twitter for now. The LA Hottie. Shit, y'all tuned in right now to Cali's Finest. You feel me? Stay tuned. Tap in with us.
Hey, sizzle, sizzle. I eat that girl like kibble. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, man.
Hey, but look, so we
Jesus
gonna
Christ, man.
So look,
oh, man.
So look, I'm saying though,
man.
Hey, you know me, man.
Kibble, kibble.
It was like a nasty motherfucker, Ray. You know what I'm talking about?
See, y'all acting up now.
Hey,
this guy.
Look.
It's the deuce.
I got this dude right here next to me, man. I rock with this nigga so tough, man. Just the positive energy. Me and this nigga done clicked since day one.
Yes,
and
sir.
Now he's one of my clients for the PR firm that we started.
Yes,
we're going to get into that. It's my bro, man. Beach J, bro. Go on and introduce yourself.
Well, boy.
Talk to the people.
You hear me? It's your boy, Beach J, man. I'm hanging like African titties low on point.
I love it. I love it.
You know what time it is. You know the motherfucking vibe, man. We in the room. It's finna get real raw in this bitch. You feel me?
I like that one.
But yeah, follow your boy Beach J, man.
Like
Beach J 23. That's BEACHJY 23. All platforms, man.
There it is.
He has Scorpio too, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Please.
Scorpio.
Please let them know that.
Now, this young lady right here, she is an angel. God sent her from above down to this earth.
No lie.
To help me to grow my business and my brand, and likewise. We got a PR firm. I'm gonna let you talk about that today.
No,
we just actually
Big
finished. We actually just finished the IRS paperwork. It's official.
Oh,
it's a real thing. You know what I'm saying? We signing all of our artists by the end of next week.
Stepping on shit.
You know what I'm saying? We really, really charged up in here. You know, look. Man, the wonderful and the beautiful Nakia Gray. Do your shit.
Hi, you guys. I am Nakia Gray. We're gonna rebuild your laugh sitting right now. I'm just coming strong for the
firm. Oh, I forgot. And I'm part of her committee for her nonprofit.
That's later. We're going to come hard with the firm.
I heard that.
We stepping on shit with elephant feet.
You got damn right. You got damn right.
Elephants don't forget shit.
Not at all. You feel me? At all. I ain't gonna forget a damn. Ain't gonna forget a
elephants
damn thing.
Don't forget shit.
Tell the people how they can get in touch with you one time.
You know what? To be honest, rebuildyourlaugh.org. Okay. You know, and rebuildyourlaugh.org at Gmail.
Yeah, if you want to read, if you got a business organization and you want to apply for city certification, get your little certificate, yeah, whatnot, and yeah, be acknowledged. You know what I'm saying? There's certain criterias, but please go to rebuildyourlaugh.org. Very important. Also, shout out to my personal assistant, Caramel Cannabis, in the building as well. Have to make sure I say that.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, make sure you tap. There it is.
Gang,
make
gang
sure,
that,
that's also her Instagram, Caramel Cannabis, at Caramel Cannabis. All right.
Ooh.
So listen. So August the 28th, 2000 and wonderful 22, there is going to be a spectacle of pure imagination that you have never seen in your entire life. And it's based in Compton, and it is black owned. That's all the fuck I'm going to say. Cam, please roll that beautiful bean footage. Thank you very much.
This is the spot right here, the Richland Farms. Compton Junior Equestrians, Compton Cowboys. What's the setup here, show?
Hey, man, Gina! What? How you doing, Mrs. Graves? I got something special for you. This is what I do. I make kings. I make kings. I make kings. Get down.
Get down.
I've been waiting for this.
Hey, check out the weapon.
Just so happens, Carl and the Compton Cowboys cleaned out the troughs today. And I got a little special place for you. Let's cool you off, Bree. Oh! I'm gonna send your ass home. August the 28th is the Ghetto Garlic, right here at the historic Compton Cowboys Farms. Just stay tuned.
Yeah, there
okay,
it is.
Okay.
Hey, man, so look, if you want to get tickets, the tickets are up on Eventbrite. Tapping with my bro, Deshaun Watkins, man. It's been me and Shooter, man. We hold that dude very dear in our hearts, man, because he's working so hard to create something. You know what I'm saying? And he's got something. We just actually locked in Media Spill and Global Hustle LA to film and stream the event, possibly get it on trailer. So, you know what I'm saying? So I'm excited about that. So please tap in with them at Compton Mania, C-O-M-P-T-O-N Mania, M-A-N-I-A. There it is. Okay.
Hey, you dumb horse piss on that, man.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, look, man, you got to... You don't fuck with KM Stacks. Hey, Shiloh Greaves.
That's crazy. I fuck with Shiloh.
Shiloh's
man.
A bitch. Hey Shiloh, done, I'm just letting you know, bro. My boy Grundy is going to make you iron his drawers, all right? I'm just letting you know in Compton Mania, the section is debuting. We all hopping right out of limo. We doing it big. I'm bringing out all the celebrities. Nakia Gray going to be in the building, so you know it's real.
I got
real.
Something special for y'all, but okay.
There it is. You know what I'm saying? Oh, God. So yeah. All right. How y'all feeling, though? Y'all feeling all right, right?
Man, yeah. I told you. I'm feeling
good week.
Exuberant.
Hot as fuck.
Bless. I want to just start a pot right away. Cam, let's do it, man. Let's see. See what's going on.
Ooh. Once you've had two high-profile gang racketeering cases, there's going to be more.
Over the next 60 days, you'll see two more.
Let it run, Cam. Okay, go ahead and pause it, Cam. Okay. So, all right. So, this is something that's not brand new, but this is definitely something that's recent. Okay. That Rico case with Young Thug and with Gunna, okay, they, you know what I mean, they're on the inside right now, you know, shout out to them, you know what I mean, hopefully they make it through what they're trying to get through legally, but as you heard that DA said, there will be two more high-profile Rico cases within the next 60 days. We're still within those 60 days, so it hasn't happened yet. Mm-hmm. This is Lil Baby's Twitter right here, okay? There have been rumors that his squad, was it four PF. So there's been rumors that there's names on that RICO list from people that are on 4PF. Okay, now we all know who is the head of that whole army. You know what I mean? And it's not even to say he doing anything, but what's happening is that the underlings is getting snatched up, and now niggas is starting to roll. Niggas is starting to talk now. You know what I mean? I'm not saying the thugs and the gunners, but the cast that's going in underneath them. Oh yeah, you better believe they taking deals and they talking. So allegedly, you know what I mean? For the people, a lot of people from 4PF are involved, and Lil Baby's the head of that. And there is a rumor that he could be one of the next ones to get snatched up. Beach, now I want to talk to you first.
Yeah.
So Beach, being an artist yourself, I mean, is it? I'm not saying Lil Baby did anything at all. I'm not saying Gunna did anything or Young Thug. I mean, they black men might have got railroaded in the whole shit. But I want to know, I mean, is it easy to get caught up in the momentum of everything and the money? Like, let's say tomorrow it happens. I know it's going to happen for you, but let's say it happens tomorrow, right? Okay, and you just blow and you off, right? Okay, how big is that temptation to allow it to get to the point where now the feds watching everything you do?
Shit, man. Honestly, you got to just remember who you are and where you came from, really. You can't allow money to take over your life, because that's where you're going to lose sight of your vision. You feel
right,
me?
Like, right, right.
A lot of people say that money make you happy. You know, it's all about what you do with that money that's going to keep you happy, though. You
right, feel me? Right, like, right.
A lot of people don't take the time to really invest and, you know, turn their situation into a greater situation. You feel me? They more so think they got to keep up with the Joneses, you feel me, as far as, like, doing what's popular to the world. Instead of, you know,
that's some real
doing
shit.
What's real. You
yeah,
feel
no,
me?
Like, no, you got you the right idea.
You
got
to think for yourself and your children at the end of the day. Is this going to affect
that's
your
the way
children,
that go.
You feel me?
No, like, that's the
you,
reality.
You've been here before, and you done struggled, but it's all about your children. They got to fall behind and catch the benefits. And
that's real.
Reap all of the bullshit that's behind it. So you just got to just stay focused.
That's real. And you one of the niggas that had to put that other shit to the side. We was all young knuckleheads at one time.
Facts.
And now you got it all together, and look, it's been clicking ever since.
I look at these people nowadays, and I just be like, damn, that's what I used to do.
Yeah,
this shit be crazy.
Yeah.
Like just the image, you feel me, alone. Yeah. Like how I used to dress, how I used to look, you know, and judge a person's character off of how they look. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, I had to remember, that's why they banging on me, because I look just like them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now that I separated myself from that, and then I changed my appearance, you feel me? Now it's like people still want to question you because they know you from somewhere nowadays. You
feel
me?
That's right.
But it's like when you don't even, you know, worry about that shit, you feel me? That's like
the energy don't even come your way. Yeah.
Really, like I just told my boy that, like, right, the energy you put in the world is what you get back. You
definitely.
Feel me? Because at first I used to feel like I needed a gun everywhere I went. You feel me? That's now I feel like that gun ain't gonna do shit but get me in trouble. Yeah.
Nah, no doubt.
Because trouble is easy to get in and hard to get out of.
Yeah.
So a nigga ain't gonna just be like, oh yeah,
like pussy,
the first time a nigga, you know, you feel me?
See, it was not always me. You see that? It's not always me.
You feel me? Especially you got niggas that really feel like they gonna die for that pussy.
Yeah, no,
type
no lie,
shit,
bro.
You feel me? So no it's lie. Like the state of mind, nigga. And I got my shit. You got your shit. Now we both over here harming each other for what reason? Because we got guns. Like, come on, my nigga. Like,
right,
niggas got to be smarter than that. Yeah. At one point, you feel me?
Right, real shit. You know? Now I wanna. Ladies, I'm gonna get y'all opinions on it. But I just wanna read that Twitter. Hold on, Cam. I'm gonna read this real quick. Okay, this is the conversation, and this is where you kind of be like, it's one of them moments. Like, you know. So it's like, Lil Baby posts, only God can judge me. I'm trying to start an investment group for the young black millionaires. We can run the world if we play it right. And then somebody comments, man, you better look out for that Rico everybody keep talking about. Then he posted, only God can judge me. Now, instead of it might not be nothing, but it wasn't an outright denial. It was just kind of like, yo, bro, I ain't trying to hear that right now. I got bigger fish to fry.
Well, you
got
to understand the shit that niggas is putting in their music. They basically
telling on themselves.
Yeah. You feel me? Like, it ain't everybody's business to know what you used to do to get where you needed to get.
Yeah.
You feel me? And that's what people, like, fuck up at. You feel me? Like, it's like, oh, I got to put this out there for the world to see. And now you just indicted yourself.
No lie.
You feel me?
No lie.
So it's like, come on. You just got to be smart. How he just said, play it right. You feel me? Like, you ain't got to, you know, live up to everybody's expectations.
No lie.
Okay, yeah, man. So, ladies, let me ask y'all something. Nikia. Let's go to Nikia. I want to know, I mean, we represent artists, right?
Right.
Okay, first of all, talk about the firm for me, please.
Here you go.
Let's go. I'm
the
excited.
The firm, I mean, like, we're here to put the artists where they're supposed to be.
Right.
Because it's a lot of hood shit going on.
Absolutely.
Where people are representing themselves, or they have a manager and don't have a PR, or they have a PR and don't have a manager. And they're doing their own YouTubes and they're doing their own things because a lot of artists have been fucked.
Yes.
And we're here to represent artists in a proper manner, in a productive manner, in an upscale manner.
Right.
So that's what the firm represents to me.
Yeah, real shit. No, me too. You are my business partner. We both, we just finished the paperwork today. With the IRS, we got our EIN number. We official now.
Right.
We getting all the paperwork together. I want you to talk about the clients that we just that we starting out with. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty fucking proud. I mean, the shit that, the shit that we're accomplishing.
So the artists that we are starting out with is Zoe Sama, Esai K-Boy, Ash Bash the Rapper. You want me to keep names?
Yes. Let Fly, him know.
Fly Hit a Steve.
Yes, indeed.
Mar.
Okay.
Beach J.
Yes. I'm saying,
and there's a few other ones that we work with outside of management. We are also working with Long Beach E-Wheel.
Yeah.
It's a few of them. Right. Shaky, you know. It's a lot.
A lot of people. It's but you know, it's been a long time coming, right? Because it's like you were already like a high top tier PR back in the day.
Yeah.
And then you know what I'm saying, you went through your battle with cancer, licked that shit, did you know what I'm saying, strong as fuck.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Now you back with a vengeance. And you know what I'm saying?
I came back with a team this time.
You feel what I'm saying?
Because cancer can kiss my ass.
You feel me? Fuck cancer. But it's
right. Yeah, right. Oh God.
And it's like, but you here and you open, you welcome me and our family, Cali's finest family, with open arms. You know what I'm saying? And I really appreciate everything. And that's why I'm going double tough. And you seen today that conversation we had with them cats on that phone. I'm not playing about you. You know
and
what I'm saying?
We also working hand in hand with Monster Yo.
Yeah,
so
Monster,
we putting our artists in Source magazine.
Yeah.
We putting them in Hip Hop magazine.
Yeah,
we are doing things like that.
Yeah, oh yeah,
you know, we coming off with top tier shit.
For real. I mean,
we working with Shooter and Slauson Activist. Absolutely. You know, so you want your top tier videos and
Shout out to Destiny Marie too.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
One of the assistant
She's
managers.
She's part of the firm.
You know what I'm saying? Real talk. But it's
Destiny, the dancer.
No, Dash Radio.
Oh,
you old today, bro. This is normally me.
It's the Deuce, it's
a dance. Oh God, I just stripped out of my clothes.
I did too. Remember I had a sweater on.
I forgot about her, but yeah, it's a dancer called Destiny.
No, that is Deja Marie. Please show respect to that ass. Please show respect to that ass.
She got a gallon of it.
Yo, man, I'm talking about like 10 gallons, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like she fucking with Hottie. That's how much ass she got.
Claude, have mercy.
Well,
Claude.
So Hottie's actually doing some work with the firm too. She's gonna be working with Nakia too. You know, because we want big family and we're a closed circle. We not letting, you know what I'm saying? We both know how this business works. And we're not allowed no outside this, that, or other. We're going to keep it close knit and be an actual family, support each other, pop out for each other.
That's
our own entourage. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man. But I want to talk about something else. You ready, Cam? Let's do it. Let's see what kind of shit I can start. Oh wait, before you run it though, you see that microphone right in front of Nakia right there? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go ahead. Let's go, Nakia, take that out of his stand right there, because I want you. You gonna give your opinion on it, but can you lift it out for? You gonna give your opinion on this, but I want to float this much because I know it's gonna be some opinions in the room off of this. So, Cam, please roll that beautiful bean footage.
And this is the third year trying to get a divorce.
Wow.
When I got married, we didn't really have money. But I worked my way up, got insurance, vision, dental, medical, everything. Oh. She'd been using up all the benefits and didn't tell me all about it. She raked up thousands of dollars from Aflac. Took the money out of account, saying that she paid bills with it. It didn't happen.
She did.
So, all right. So, background on this. So, the man has been trying to get a divorce for 3 years. She won't sign the papers. She won't cut him loose. You see that because he was the primary breadwinner. So in this situation, this is why I always say, somebody please convince me why I should get married. And I think that's the segment for today. And I want to know, I want to hear from all the men in this room is going to shut up and give y'all the opportunity, because y'all say I don't let the women speak. So please throw out all bias, throw out all rumors, throw out even that it's me personally, it's just see me as a general man. So I'm using this as a general question. Okay, explain to me. You want me to marry you or to see you as a woman that I would want to marry. Please, in a few words, tell me why a man should get married. I'll start with you, kid.
Oh, okay.
No, I want you to go first.
Why should a man marry me?
No, why should a man marry any woman? Like, why? What's the reason for it? I'm doing this for a reason. I want to know.
A man should want to get married to build a unity.
Okay. All right. That's your answer.
That's one answer.
I can do that without marrying you, though.
But to build a unity. You know, you see a woman that you want to spend the rest of your life with and that you could take over the world and build an empire with.
Okay.
That's why you should get married. Okay. Just my personal opinion, not just that. The woman has a relationship with God if you are a firm believer of
okay,
God.
Okay, all right, I'll take it.
So,
take
you know that. What I'm saying? Because when you make...
Nobody's ever said that.
You make mental mistakes and, you know, human mistakes, you can always revert back to your relationship with God and the principles and the morals of why we got married.
But can't we build a unity? Can't we conquer the world without going and getting a marriage license? Can't we do that? Why do I have to marry you? Why do I have to go through a government ceremony to show the world that... We're in a union. Like, when we're in a union, I mean, we're sleeping together, we're living together, paying bills together, just dealing with each other, probably raising each other's kids. Why do I have to get married to do that?
Well, you don't have to get married to do that. But when you do it and you do get married, it's not that easy to walk away because a marriage is like a business.
So if I'm the primary breadwinner, and like you said, it's not that easy to just walk away, right? Because there's rules to this, levels and rules to this shit.
Right.
So then why would I get married in the first place if it can go left? And I would have to stay in a situation I don't want to be in, much like that man up there on the screen.
He should have signed a prenup.
Okay, how many women are going to sign a prenup, though, kid?
Well, man. If I introduce that to you and you want to be my wife, you're going to do what the fuck I say do, or we're not getting married.
So you would sign a prenup, kid?
I signed one.
Ooh. Oh, that's right. You
I'm divorced
did.
Now. We went our separate
you did.
Ways.
You did. And but that put you in a position. But see, it
put
you
me
in
a great position. I still
so
got
you
all
could
my
do,
shit.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. So it was a you go with what you got, I go with what I got. Okay, that's
right.
Fair enough.
That's right.
Okay. Heidi, it's your turn.
See, I have a different outlook on marriage because I'm totally against it.
Oh.
Because I kind of feel how you feel. Like, what the hell we got to lock shit down for? Because not like that, but if shit go left, I want to be able to walk away and... You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Don't have that extra shit coming with me. You know what I'm saying?
Today.
Like,
I'm really learning something.
Especially where I'm trying to go with my life. I'm trying to have businesses and all that shit. I ain't got time for that.
Like, okay.
Yeah, that's facts.
That's how I feel about marriage. Okay. I personally don't want to be married.
Okay.
I just feel like, you know, it's right, pointless. We do everything married people do. We do it anyway.
That's real. No, that's real.
Hey,
I rock with that.
Can I say something?
Go ahead, bro.
So, look, I don't believe in, like, signing a paper under the government thing. Because anything, even outside of marriage, even outside of the signing the government paper, if I like the nobody, it wasn't in writing in the government that slaves were married. They jumped a broom. And they were married amongst themselves. You get what I'm saying? That was his wife, but it wasn't government written. You know, but if this is something that, like, saying I'm fucking with somebody and I'm really fucking with her and we just have a ceremony, but I never have to go anywhere to sign under the government. It's just, I got my family together. Everybody knows this is my wife now. This is the way I'm moving. And still, you don't have to be my wife for me to sign everything over to you anyway if I die. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, look,
so you still get all of the benefits of being my wife. We just not signed under the government.
Definitely. Yeah, I was about
still,
to say that.
At the end of the day, get to separate when we want to.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Okay, so, you know, do you believe in common law?
Yeah, I do.
So it's the same rule.
Yeah, 7 years. Yeah.
So after 7 years,
no, it's five. It's actually five.
Oh my God, it just keeps
actually
fucking
five.
Getting worse.
It was seven.
It's
what
actually
it?
Five,
Jesus
bro.
I thought it was 10.
No, it's actually five.
It started off big.
It's not, bro.
And then it was seven. Now it's five.
No, it's five because
I didn't know what was five.
When I got my divorce from being married, you feel me?
Oh, you've been through a divorce, bitch. Congratulations.
I was actually married for 8 years.
Wow,
damn, bro.
Facts.
You pieced yourself back together.
Listen, bro, marriage is not a bad thing, but it's make sure you do it with the right person.
That's hard.
That want the same thing you want.
It's
you feel
hard.
Me?
That's,
because
that's hard though, B.
But it's not hard. You just gotta understand. Like, I feel like this: if a person is willing to marry you, that means they're willing to marry you for you. Mm-hmm. They're not trying to change you. They're not trying to make you do nothing that you don't want to do. They are accepting. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. But this is why I'm gonna say what I'm gonna say. You feel me? Because we have that right not to get married. People force themselves into getting married because they feel like, oh, well,
I'm
this person
this
want.
Person or-
I was a victim.
No.
I did that.
Yeah.
You feel me? I was more of like, oh, you don't see yourself with nobody else. Why you didn't marry me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And I was dumb enough to do that. Then when we walk away, then it's like,
that don't make
I'm
you
fucked
dumb,
up,
bro.
You
it just make you no.
No,
just
that made you dumb as fuck because you put a person before you.
I was trying to be nice.
Like, I'm raw and uncut with my shit, bro. Straight out. I was stupid than a motherfucker. I was a young kid that didn't know nothing. I felt I knew something and I didn't. You feel me?
That's real.
I understood the values of marriage, but I knew I wasn't ready for it. I wasn't ready because I wasn't ready to give myself to this person as they was demanding.
Yeah, but I mean, how often, like, does that really happen though? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, too often do we get in situations, and we're gonna talk about something a little later on in this show that is connected to that. But it's like, so often we get into these relationships, just shit, not even marriages, but relationships we get in with people for all the wrong reasons.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So, but I want to get Caramel Goodies. You got the, you don't got the mic no more? Okay. I thought she had the mic. Okay, it's all good. We'll come back around to that. But look, so we got the next segment here. We're going to go ahead and run that. I want y'all to take a look at this. This right here. Well, let me let her introduce her own segment. Let me shut the fuck up. How do you do your shit?
I'm not a chef either, y'all, okay?
You're not?
Yeah, so basically this is a video of what I eat to lose weight. So specifically for weight loss. No carbs, it's a meal prep. You know, easy meal preps too, like simple, cheap. So y'all okay. Check it out, though.
So we present to you another installment of Hottie's.
Hottie's.
Health
tips.
Mm. Let's do it.
Okay. Before you hit me, you gotta eat some pussy. I'll fuck you in the bins. I'll fuck you in the movies. I'm in the park. We can do it at the movies. You can take it out my coochie. You can put it in my booty. You now. No bum niggas, dumb niggas. Did you come niggas, sauce niggas, boss niggas, solid talk.
And that's me on that track, though.
I need a rich nigga, hit nigga, pick nigga. We can switch on my boss, bitch. I'm talk shit. You know I rock shit. Hottie bitch, Renati bitch. I got the body, bitch. One night, I'm nigga tripping. He ain't wiping shit. Come twice. It's first, Berkey. And then I'm out of bed.
Okay.
Hottie with the body.
Hottie with the motherfucking body.
You hear it? I had to go ahead and switch the audio for you.
Yeah, that's
so. I respect
that.
Do you sell those?
Last night.
Do you sell those?
Everybody always asks.
You need to.
I need some.
Talk to us a little bit about meal prep. Like, I mean, how far out should you make the food? Because, you know what I mean, you don't want to make it too far out, right? Because then it'll go bad or not be fresh, right?
Okay, so look, when you meal prep, I meal prep on Sundays. But what I do is I keep two meals out because I eat two meals a day, but I freeze the rest. Mm-hmm. So I'll take it out like the night before, so it can thaw out, you know, through the night. But that's the important part. You got to freeze it so it stay fresh and everything or whatever. Okay. So that's how you do that.
Okay, so you say you eat two meals a day, and I've heard that before, and to be honest, that's what I'm on right now too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I drink my protein shakes and whatnot in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Breakfast, I usually forego breakfast. You know what I mean? Wait till, you know, intermittent fasting and whatnot. But talk to people real quick about why you don't need three meals a day. You know what I mean?
Well, it depends. Like, I don't need three meals a day right now because I was only doing one meal at first, but now I'm at two because now I'm trying to gain my booty back, you know what I'm saying? Because it kind of went
back
down a little. It went down a little bit.
Wait a minute. You get any more, you going right through the floor.
I'm trying all my ass, okay? So I'm trying to get that little booty back.
Big booty Judy.
That's why I'm eating two meals a day. But if you're trying to lose weight, you need to eat literally one meal a day and probably, like, replace the other two meals with, like, the shakes or whatever. That way you have that weight loss.
Squats.
Yeah,
okay. I mean, I'll be in the gym.
Oh, man, you should have saw one episode.
I'm about to get them weights now, too, so the cakes is, you know what I'm saying?
You go to the gym? I recently started going 24 hours, so...
I'm
not a perv, you know. But it be there. I might look and then look away, but I notice how many dudes
I'm staring like a dog for you.
And stop on their machine and just be staring.
Hey, so I used to be nervous.
Look at this.
I'm licking.
Somebody look at this.
I'm always like, man, how do I licking the machine next to her?
I know this girl know it's dudes looking at her. I always like, hey,
believe it or not,
like that.
Believe it or not, that's what they go for, bro.
Hey, yeah.
That's what they
I'm
go
gonna
for.
Tell y'all something though. The gym I go to, I'm not saying, you know what I'm saying, nothing about our race or nothing about the black community, but I be around white people and they don't be really checking for me though.
For real?
Yeah, like, I don't get that from, like they really been there. Now, if I go on 120th and Crenshaw to that, what's that, that 24-hour fitness over there?
Yeah.
All the black niggas.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, but, okay. Hey,
what's up, little mama?
In the, hey, look, in those.
You need some help?
In all brothers everywhere.
I need my sweat towel.
Look, in all brothers everywhere's defense, though, Hottie, them white dudes is probably looking at you and like, damn, I just do not have the equipment for that.
Yeah, that's probably God.
No way.
They busting with that 22. They know they ain't got no chopper over there. You hear me?
They keep their thoughts up here. So
they busting with that 22.
With it, like, they chase me out of there in the parking lot. Like, hey, I see the
winner.
They
gonna look at you and be like, nigga. All the way on the other side.
Nigga. What? Nigga.
Hey. Black people make eye contact.
Oh, God. Real shit. Beach, before we talk about this next segment, bro, talk to me about the music a little bit. Just the roots of it. And just your journey, bro.
Shit, man. Well, it all started with an orange basketball. Like, where's the Kelly? No, I'm just playing.
I was like, this fucking good, nigga.
Nah, fuck no, man. Hey, no, for real, though, I started at a young age, man. Like, probably, like, 8, 9.
Okay.
My cousin wrote my first rap for me on the stairs, you feel me?
Dope.
And this nigga made it my homework to memorize that motherfucker. That's every dope, time bro. He see me, he like, nigga, where's the verse at, rap, nigga?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And then, like, I got so good at that shit. Like, I start performing it. Like, down at Venice. You feel me?
Wow.
That's dope, pretty dope.
My cousin would take me down to Venice, him and my Uncle Denzel. You feel me? Like,
Do creatives run in your family? Like,
fuck yeah, man.
What, like,
fuck,
are they doing other things? What are some things, things your family's doing?
Well, my brother is a producer. You feel me? My sister sing. My mom sing. Shit.
Nice.
I got a couple family members that's actually known already. Goldie Look from the East Side.
Yeah, already in the entertainment field. Okay,
Yeah, you know, like Long Beach Small, you know, we tied in. So I'm related to a lot of greats, you feel me? I just, you know, didn't take the time to, you know, accept my greatness at that point. You know, I chose to do other shit at that time.
Well, now you're embracing it.
Now I'm trying to embrace 100%. It a bit more, you feel me? Because I got more common sense, you know, when that shit was free the whole time, you feel me? I was just being dumb, you know? Like, I was young, you feel me? I didn't have no kids, so I felt like I ain't had nothing to live for, you feel me? Wow. So I was just out here crash dummy, you feel me? Doing shit, you know, starting shit. Like I told y'all, game banging, acting like I was something I, you know, shouldn't have been, you feel me? And then I had my kid, my first kid, and then it was just like, damn, like, you gotta wake up, my nigga.
What age did you find yourself?
I say 19, officially.
That's kind of early, though.
Yeah,
like,
19, because I got married at 20. I got married at 20.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
so it was like, damn.
I got married at 19. I was still lost, though.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not going to sit here and make it seem like my first baby mama all bad, you feel me? Like, she had some good qualities in her when I first met her. You feel me? Now I can't stand her ass.
Do you feel you wasn't? You said you wasn't ready?
Nah, I wasn't. Because I was still tied to the streets. You feel me? So with me being tied to the streets, it was hard for me to give myself to somebody else. And I didn't know who I was.
So what made you stay for 8 years?
Because I had my kid first. And then she motivated me to be better for my kid. You feel me? Okay. Because it was like, she wasn't accepting shit short of what I needed. You feel me? So I congratulate her on that, for doing that to me, you feel me? But a lot of the shit that we go through now, you feel me? I just feel like it ain't even about us. It's about our kids.
That's
you feel
right.
Me? Like, and you steady make it about you. So that's why it's easy for me to just be like, fuck what you talking about.
Now, see,
you
know what I'm saying? One of the problems that I have with, like, the marriage thing we're talking about, and just in general, men having a view that they feel like they have to be forced to do something. That's, you know what I'm saying? And whenever you want to step outside the norm, I just seen something the other day where this chick stepped out for her birthday. The dude was taking her out for her birthday, and she brought out, like, all her friends.
Oh, yeah, listen, I'm not going to lie to you. Everybody that would have been in that parking lot would have been mad as fuck at me.
Me, say, I don't give a fuck.
Because I would have told her right there. Y'all together.
What y'all doing?
Yeah, that's real.
And I'm over your birthday.
Just her doing that, I would have paid for my food only. Only because you brought
all the money. We wouldn't even got in the restaurant.
I wouldn't have got mad if she would have pulled me to the side and asked me, like, do you think you got it, like, to do this? And now I would have told you, like, hell no, because they grown and they can do that. They came out to support you.
Let me tell you something. You got to, as you walking in, you got your girl by the hand and all her friends behind her, you whispering there, hey, who paying for all these bitches?
Period. I feel like
I thought about that. He probably did it before though, so that's probably why.
But it don't matter.
Let me tell you, I had dudes. I had niggas that and paid for me and my friends, and sometimes he did it. So
I've been that person.
One of them times is just her having to be her birthday.
I've been that person.
She like, you usually do this. What's up, my nigga? Like,
hey, that's on everything I love.
My niggas used to do that.
That's on everything I love. I took my baby mama to fucking Maestro for her birthday. $1,600 was the check for me and all her friends. I paid for that, bro. I paid for it.
That's different,
listen,
though, bro.
But the fact of the matter is, she didn't expect me to do that shit. She didn't tell me, like, oh, you
got a flex.
She looked at them and was like, so,
who
where's
got
your money?
That's a real
where's
one.
Your money?
That's a
where's
real
your
one.
And but I told her, I brought them out for your birthday, so I'ma treat you. And
you made the ultimate choice.
But most of the time, it was done for me. It was that same way.
Yeah, but
on
she spoke up as a real one.
Yeah, that's different. If I say you and invite all your friends, of course, yeah, then I have it.
Yeah, but he didn't invite them.
No, she brought
them. She brought
them.
You feel me?
I'm definitely gonna say.
My thing is, if they are real friends, they would have wanted to pay for you.
Yeah, exactly, though. Yeah, like, on some real shit.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Because, to be honest, like, that's why, like, I don't know. He, like, maybe he did do it before, but I think it was probably something where he was like, babe, I'll take you out for your birthday. And then she probably told her homegirls, oh, this is my man taking me out, or this nigga taking me out.
That don't mean I'm paying for it.
Like,
bro, but
why
that
else
makes,
would
that
she
makes sense. That's what I'm saying. That's what that makes sense. Then why she invited her friends because he did it before.
She obviously, have to be something to that, because why else would she think that?
Yeah. Why would you invite your friends?
I don't think it happened before because she called him a broke ass nigga.
Some of these
because he was broke that night, okay?
You're not gonna call me a broke
ass
nigga.
She was fucking. And he always showing his money, probably buying her expensive ass purses.
Yep.
And she it's my birthday, baby.
So
we gonna go
overboard.
Out. I'm gonna invite my friends. Never asking him, and him never communicating with her.
Yeah.
And she got this balling ass nigga that got bread, and they all gone. She like, girl, don't pay for it. He's gonna pay for it.
He
might have
had the bread. He might have had
so
the bread, but he still want your okie doke.
Because why would you call him a broke ass nigga if this your man? That's a nigga she fucking. I'm not gonna disrespect my boyfriend like that.
But how do you know? How do you know that he fucking? I'm saying this for a reason. How you know he fucking? Because some of these niggas, I'm about to tell you. Look, check it out. I love you. Yeah.
They be tricking.
Let me peek. Okay, look. How do you want to know where I'm going with this? Look. Okay, look. Check this out, Cam. Shout out to cool ass Cam.
If I pay for you and your friend, I'm fucking
you. Peek. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Look. Y'all really gonna want to see this, okay? This is why I have something to say. What I'm saying, how you know he fucking? Because what's going on with how aggressive these women are, how masculine these women are, they creating some weird ass niggas, and I'm about to show you one of them motherfuckers. Roll that shit.
Probably was a trick though.
Everything.
Men should pay all the bills, even from day one.
I like this.
From day one.
Day
you
one.
Have to remember what type of presentation are you presenting to a woman. Right? You should do this on literally on date number one, right?
Cool. Man, live in California.
Oh, you got a car now. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. It's next. Have your own before you start dating. That way, when you meet a young lady, it's immediately like, hey, I'm gonna take care of this. It's not you being payment.
Okay.
He's a sucker.
No, every day.
Yeah, what's his number?
Right. He's a sucker. He's just talking just to get cool.
I need some bills paid. Okay.
Hey,
right.
Listen. Hey, just as long as you break me off with a cut.
Yeah,
hey, look,
I
her name is the LA Hottie.
Hey, yes, you can find me, okay? At the LA Hottie if you're watching.
Okay, just break
I'm gonna be her manager.
Okay? Break me in peace. And, yeah, it's all good. But this is what I'm saying. This the culture, because and this is just my opinion, and we're gonna go around ask everybody else's opinion. But my opinion is that because women are in so much, have so much control now over, like, you know, an alpha, a man that's on his own, that's in his energy, he don't deal with those kind of problems to have you even think like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, so, but obviously for a man, and I don't know, he might have just did that make some viral shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But definitely. If he's for real, but we've seen a lot of simp shit out of guys as of late. A lot. Yeah. Like, really crazy shit. So I'm saying, though, for him to say that, it's got to be a lot of guys out there that are having difficulty and felt that they had to adjust themselves to that point. And they got, when women talk like that about men, they call them pick me's. You know what I'm saying? We call them moist niggas. You know, like no backbone having, wearing their girlfriend's clothes type
like
niggas.
That, though.
Like, yeah.
I just feel like a man that's just willing to spend like that, you trying to buy me. I instantly think that you're trying to buy me.
That type of shit come with no control,
that's definitely
bro.
What it is.
None, bro.
If I meet somebody and she's somewhere in life, and I say, I want you to be, because, you know, you got to really be fucking with somebody, and I want you to be my girl, then I accept you for what you're doing and where you are. Now, if you see yourself being better in art, you know, we could talk about it. But it's like, I can't date a dancer. I met you dancing. Now I'm complaining about you dancing.
I don't recommend
it. Now I'm your boyfriend. Hey, well, why are you shaking your ass on the internet? I met you like this.
Whoa, you can't date a dancer?
No, I didn't say I can't date a dancer. Just saying, I'm just saying if I meet you like that and we start dating, I can't get mad at you for shaking your ass on the internet. Man, that's how we start like dating.
I think too many people try to bite off more than they can chew.
Yes.
Like, don't get a woman that you know you can't afford. You feel me? Like, you got different type of women. You got different standard women, you feel me, that don't expect you to do shit but just take care of your responsibility, and they got they self. Mm-hmm. You need that type of woman if you know you can't pay no type of bills. You feel me? Like, if you know you got it, then get you a woman that's more, you know, submissive to you and understand what you need. That way, it won't be you paying for her. It'll be more of she understand what you need and you understand what she needs. That's to keep true. Y'all more, you know, on the level side, you feel me? Because too many people is starting to feel like they entitled to shit, bro.
That's
like,
facts, bro.
Yeah. Like, me as a man, if I invite a young woman out, I'm paying for it. I invited you out. Yeah. You feel me? But if I say I'm going somewhere and you invite yourself and you expect me to pay, I'm going to look at your ass like
yeah, you better at least reach for your purse.
My card declining, you know? So.
But if it declined, I'll pay. If your shit declined in front of me, I'm going to pay for it because I don't want you to suffer that embarrassment. All that. You feel me?
But at least you ran your card.
Honestly, I wouldn't even let you swipe your card if you reach for your
shit. Thank you. That's
on me. You just reach. I'd be like, you know what? You're doing too much. I got it. You feel me? Like, That's just the type of nigga I am.
When you go on a date, you be at the bar, whatever it is, you at a table, the drinks are separate. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So eventually, if this is a real woman across you, eventually she gonna be like, hey, I got the next round.
Hey, I got a question. I got a question for you.
That's what always happens.
Okay, so you out at the bar and the nigga come to you and you out with your friends. The nigga say, can I buy you a drink? Is he gonna buy you a drink only, or he's buying you and your friends a drink?
That's a good question.
So you can go, because I'm gonna answer. I'm gonna answer honestly.
She doesn't drink anymore, but when you did drink.
Yeah.
Y'all want to know the truth?
Yeah, the truth.
Every time I went out, the man bought the drink for me and all my friends.
Right. And my thing.
That takes us back. Sipping. That takes us back to that video. That is, he probably wasn't fucking, because I had a guy that ran a Porsche dealership that I was dating after my divorce, and he paid for a $2,000 bill at the Stinking Rose in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
For me and my friend. Wow. I was just ordering shit because I knew I wasn't going to fuck him. I was bitter. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
He wasn't my boyfriend, no. It was a guy.
He was with one friend.
Was he a baller, though? Was it like, was it toilet paper money?
A Porsche dealership.
He owned one of the Porsche dealerships. He did. He owned one of the Porsche dealerships.
Okay, well, he had.
He spent $2,000 on your bill. You know what I'm saying?
And she was with one friend.
He was with one friend.
One friend, $2,000.
No, that ain't true.
You didn't even blow
on
the tip.
No. If you got one friend.
You didn't rub his balls?
Nothing.
You didn't do nothing.
I ain't spending no $2,000 on both.
Look, there are men out there.
Hey, never forget that you adapted with the greatest.
Bro, own Porsche.
The best. Hey,
but y'all said
the hottest radio you will ever come in contact with.
People don't spend money on strippers.
No.
It ain't fucking. You feel me?
You just grab his balls.
Listen, that's why I don't go to strip clubs.
Tickle the sham.
That's why I don't go to strip
clubs.
That's true, though.
Hey, look.
I probably should.
Hey, look,
shit.
Okay,
I
look.
Had a Porsche.
There's more to this, though. There is more to
he
this.
For food and gas.
There's another step to this. Now, let's say we switch the roles. Let's say we have a man that empowers himself to do just what these women doing, too, and go and get his bag.
Facts.
Let's check it out, Cam. Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right. So, Chris.
Hey, this nigga crazy. Oh,
let me set it up. Let me
I
set it up.
Earlier.
Hold on. Let me set it up. So, look. Chris Brown, he's been doing these meet and greets since he was like, I think like 16.
Yeah.
Okay? So he's always been doing this. I'm pretty sure in the very beginning it wasn't this price, but maybe it could have been this whole time. I don't know. But I just think, you know, I congratulate this man.
On God.
Because you know what
using
he did?
What you got, nigga,
yeah.
To your advantage.
He took his sexual power back, right? Because look at these and I do say sexual power, because look at these women in these photos.
I know her in the middle.
They told him to take they picked the background, the pose, everything. You know what I'm saying? So they, so he was posting how they want to.
That was a Chris Brown 1 hour photo.
You feel me? Each one of those pictures, when you see those
nigga
pictures,
stupid. If you didn't
know, you feel me? Like if you didn't know who he was, if you didn't know who he was, he was just a regular dude, and you saw this picture with a girl, you would be like, oh, that's her boo, that's her man. So they intentionally wanted pictures like that. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, ladies, let me ask you, is this a cloud move? I mean, $1,000. You paying $1,000 to take a hold on, wait, hold on, Beach. Hold on, Beach. Hold on, Beach. I want to know, what is it, a cloud chase to do this, or is it thirst, or is it just they just want to take a picture with Chris Brown? I want to, how do you talk to me? What do you think?
Are you talking about, are you asking, is it a cloud chase on his end?
No. He's just getting money. He's just getting to a bag. I'm talking about the ladies.
For the females, it's just because it's Chris Brown. Shit. Okay. It ain't no clout, nothing. It's Chris Brown.
What's, you know what I'm saying? That's like the argument for that is clout or thirst.
I would say.
Because everybody looking at the pictures and look at Chris Brown standing next to those women in the pictures.
I won't even say neither.
No, that's not Chris Brown's girl.
I won't say neither. It's just fan shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But look at the poses. They take pictures with fans all the time. He look like those as his girlfriends. Look at the tweet.
But that's what you're paying for.
No,
that's what you're paying for.
I know. You're right. Just like we pay strippers, it's the same.
It's the illusion, bro.
It's the illusion.
You paying for that. I wouldn't say it's the reality show. Because it's like Chris Brown is like, ooh, yeah. Well, I guess it could be like a clout thing a little bit too.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm only saying that because it's like, you know, you want to take a picture of Chris Brown and post it, right?
I don't think it's clout because everybody's doing it.
But right. Not even like
it's like a challenge. It's like a challenge, bro.
In a thirst way, though, more like I said, fan shit. Really,
yeah.
Just
yeah.
Like,
it might
no,
be
it's
fans,
just the fact
yeah.
It's like Chris Brown. Really, like it's not really like a thirst.
If y'all like Beach J and the way y'all like Chris Brown, come holler at me. I'll take pictures for $30.
Come to Death Row.
He said $30.
$30.
He said come to Death Row.
I can't dance like that, nigga, but I'll show him a picture for cheap. On everything.
We got to manage
four poses.
We ain't doing shit for $30. So.
Hey, for four poses.
Kia, that's why he got you.
Man. Hey, yo, Kia.
We ain't doing that shit for $30.
Kia, talk to me about these events that you got coming up and that we're going to be attending and some of the things with the artists we're going to be doing and just kind of shed some more light on the business with the firm and what we're working on.
Well, we're not going to say too much.
Not too much.
Because I might see y'all there. And
right,
I'll be like,
that
how
part.
Did you know?
River.
Nah, but we're doing backpack giveaways, mm-hmm. Red carpet interviews coming up. You know, Target Point, which a lot of artists that are already established involved in. But you're going to see a lot of our artists, literally, rather two or three, a part of MTV,
yeah.
Music Awards,
yeah.
BET.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we stepping in real shit.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was missing was someone who had the access, somebody I feel comfortable working with.
That's right.
And somebody that has my best interests at heart.
That's
and you
right.
Pretty much hit all the high notes with that. Yeah. You feel me? That's why I feel comfortable. And that's why all my weapons, I got it, are at my disposal or yours as well. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And I just want you to know, man, Kia, like for real, like working with Rebuild Your Laugh and
appreciate
you supporting the Cali's Finest and Innovative Culture family is just really dope, man. And you always like we always gonna be locked in, man. And we gonna be counting money together. A lot of fucking money. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? But that being said, I know I got sentimental for a moment, but I don't give a fuck, it's a douce. You feel me? So we gonna, you know what I mean? Let me swing it back to you. Okay, so what you got anything you dropping right now?
Shit, man, I've been working on a couple of new projects, man. I got this Drake project, you know, Do Right and Kill Everything.
I like that.
It's featuring Drake instrumentals. I'm just going ham on Drake shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
You know,
that's
just
cool.
Letting the people know that I got that, you know, that lyrical side for real.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
I just did that Churchill Downs freestyle. You know, that shit going crazy right
what's,
now.
Man, no, you know what song I want to talk about. That fucking country song you got, bro.
Ah, like
that shit go fucking hard, bro.
Wait, this nigga got a country song?
Yes, yeah, man.
And a country look to
bang.
Go with it.
But
Scorpio shit.
Pull that shit up.
You got, what you got on YouTube? It's on YouTube?
It's on YouTube, man. All
right, we'll get that cracking. We'll run that at the end of the show.
Yeah, I got that Lacking at the Light, man. That shit was actually inspired right after I did the Boosie joint. You feel me? I was up in the studio early in the morning, you feel me? And my boy betted me I couldn't make a country song.
Shit.
And we made that shit in 10 minutes.
But you know what I want to do? I want to take my hat off to you for that. because you are a black man that did it and you're not gay.
Oh, hell no. Nah.
Because remember the other guy that did it.
Parallel as fuck.
Why you say that shit so fast? Hell no.
Nah. Nah, I mean, hey, nothing, no shade to the gay or nothing.
No, my daughter's bi. No, so it's no shade to the gay, but a lot of kids followed this man blindly.
Yeah, facts.
And then he came out a year or two later pregnant.
It's nothing wrong. It's,
you know what I'm saying? So,
hey, look.
I
was lost there.
When he took that photo and he was pregnant.
Oh, the fake pregnant.
Oh, that was the fake pregnant.
And my daughter came and asked me. She said, "Mom, he took all the kids' soul with that song.
Yeah,
all the kids running around. I want to take my heart to the old time, you know." And then a year later, my daughter like, "Mom, can man get pregnant?"
No, shoot.
That's crazy.
You feel me? And my daughter was serious, and I'm looking like, "Are you seriously asking me this?" Hey, like,
no, I told him. I'm like, "Look, bro. At the end of the day, if you gay, that's your business.
Of course, okay.
I don't get mad at none of that."
Now
shit,
we have to be careful, because it's been a recent change that I don't think anybody even knew about.
Oh, they say queer now.
Okay, wait, no. Watch this. Cam, pop that picture on the screen, please. Watch this. And this is true. This is real. This is a real thing. Okay, Merriam-Webster, for those of y'all that don't know, that's the dictionary company. This is our official dictionary people.
Right.
And in 2020, I think they said September 2020, they actually changed the definition. I bet y'all didn't even know. If y'all look it up right now, because I did, and it'll show you that definition, that the definition of female is simply the opposite of male. That's it. The opposite of male. Does that even make sense to you? Like, that, I'm saying that's the definition. Look. If y'all won't look it up, like, that wasn't the definition before. There was a classification. Right. It was, you know what I'm saying, the female gender, the you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? When we, you know, get capable of giving birth, and those are the definitions associated. But that was changed. So, see, there's things that go on around us to affect our everyday lives, right. You know what I'm saying, that we don't even know about.
You know why? Because they always say, if they don't want you to know it, put it in a book. A lot of people don't read, feel me?
Yeah.
It'd be right in your fucking face, and you don't even see it.
Yeah, you know, and I you know, we keep our finger on the pulse, and we always get results.
Without that, look, bro, that's how I feel. No lie. And I'm not jumping on nothing. I feel like the LGBTQ thing, I feel like that community has so much strength because they have so much power.
Yes.
So if the government doesn't support them,
it's banded together.
Yeah, bro. And then they stop a lot of stuff. Shit, that man, community spends a lot of money, period. And they live in higher hierarchies of life, and they know what to do. It's people that, you know, I'm not disrespecting nobody, but it's people living secrecy of it.
Right.
So it's people that support that y'all don't even know about.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? As soon as the government, look how long it's taking for us, because we depend on the government.
Right.
Yeah. That community right there, they don't depend
on each other.
Yeah.
I tell you, them fat cats, them rednecks on top of the hill, their worst fear is a strong black man, strong black woman, a man with cherry lip gloss and fucking fishnets on yelling in their face, bro. They don't want that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that sparks fucking wildfire across the planet.
That stops everything.
Man. You know what I'm saying? It really does.
I'm more so upset that they're forcing it upon the kids, bro. Because
they're putting it
in everything.
Right.
They're putting it in the cartoons.
It was in a new Proud Family. I'm watching it.
You right, Beach? That's
My daughter is 8 and she know what a lesbian is, bro.
See,
like,
that's
why?
What I'm saying,
why,
bro.
Why
do
she
my
know?
Daughter
that's
not
why
a
do
pro
she?
Pro
why do she feel like she my has the right to like a girl because everybody else is saying it's okay? Right. Instead of, you know, growing up as a kid, bro. Yeah, like, when I was younger, you know, you wasn't exposed to so much shit. You feel me? It was
kind of,
like,
sort of. I grew up in the church, so I kind of knew who the gay dudes was.
Yeah, that's facts. You knew what it was, but it wasn't like
it wasn't like they wasn't like, kissing in front of me or coming. They wasn't even coming in.
They really had a
everything in the world has this shit in it, from soap operas to cartoons,
it's always a little
billboards,
that's everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
This
that's
is
facts,
the community that we live in now, and I'm mad that it's being forced upon us, bro.
Yeah.
Like, because we can't walk around and do a bunch of straight shit that people don't like, you feel me, and get away with it, you know, but they can do a bunch of gay shit in front of us.
Yeah. I always say that, too.
Yeah. You feel me? Because like, it's so much
straight shit.
So much fucking double standard.
But I will say this, though. That's why they so loud with it now, because for so long they couldn't say nothing. So I do understand that part of it.
Yeah.
Because let me look at us. Like, now that we got
they get
free.
But
I'm going to
look at them like, that's y'all. I'm not the one sucking dick. That's you. I'm not mad. You just can't have a sip of my soda. None of that, bro. Like, we cool. I'm not gonna look at you like, oh my god, bro. Like, you know, my cousin is gay, and I love that nigga to death. There it is. You feel me? I wish that nigga would say something to him. I swear.
Everybody got somebody in their family.
At the end of the day, you ain't finna portray that on my kid. You ain't finna make my kid feel like I'm gay
because
he gay.
Then it takes you back to the root, because I asked my daughter. My daughter's 13, and she like boys and girls, but right now she has a girlfriend. And I asked her, I had a strong conversation with her, and I know she don't mind me talking about this because we have talked about it. And I helped her understand, like, you'll get ridiculed, the people in the church will do this and that. But mommy want to ask you, what happened? Because she just had a boyfriend, like, a few months ago, like, almost last year. Yeah. So I'm like, well, what happened? Did you get molested, anything? She said, no, I just don't want a man touching me. Now, it reverts back to childhood because my ex-husband used to beat our daughters. So a lot of this shit is still from home. It doesn't matter. Like, all my daughters grew up in the same house with a single mom. So my oldest daughter, she likes boys. My middle daughter, she likes boys and girls. And then my seven-year-old, you know, she thinks she likes boys. But the thing is that it depends on what happens at home. So we can't blame the LGB community No, hear where I'm coming from. Because a lot of people be like, oh, because they out and open. My child has to crap with their eyes or what happens on the cartoons. It's what you teach your child at home is what matters. Julia watch all kind of stuff. And y'all know Julia. She is smart. My daughter is seven going on 77.
Smart as fuck.
And she'll tell you this is her personal opinion. She said, no offense towards you, Nasi, but being gay is nasty. I said, okay, Julia, grandma, stop. She said,
hey,
mom.
That's my little G
she said,
right
mom,
there, though.
I'm entitled to my own opinion. She said,
so at least she knows how to be her.
Yeah, let me open it for you.
Nothing wrong with her being her.
She said, being entitled, I thought you said that I could be entitled to my own opinion. And I'm like, yeah, you can. What's wrong with that? She said, well, I should be able to say what I want to say then.
Right.
And she has an opinion about it, and that is what it is.
And that's true what you say about us, like, teaching our kids, because that was going to be my next thing. Because I make sure I train up my kids. You feel me? And it's just about, like you see killing on TV, that don't mean I'm going to go out and be a killer.
It's what you teach your children.
My kids watch Criminal Minds all the time. Yeah. You feel me? Like,
I think you kind of know, because I kind of...
It's like, you know,
remember
right from
wrong. It's never been a time in my life where I questioned it, even though I've seen it before or it was in my face. Never been a time where I questioned, like, do I like guys? It's never been a question. I know I like women, you know. Right. So I don't know how it is to grow up that way and be confused. But I'm just saying off top, I knew it was nothing that nobody was trying to make me do. I just knew what I liked.
Yeah, no, I feel that definitely. Man, we just got the special guest up in the building.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get you. Come on, boss, man. Let me get you over here, man.
The OG.
Yeah. Let's get this OG up here, man. I got to show respect. How you doing, brother? First of all.
How you?
No, brother. Come on, man. The fact that you made it. Let me get you on that side, brother. I'm going to sit you down over there. Yeah. Thank you, Hottie. And you just. Hottie, man, you just double up with Jay on the mic, okay? I know, look, Jay happy as fuck. Hey, Jay, I know you happy. Hey, Jay, I know you happy you came today. I know you happy you came today.
He coming back.
Yeah. I'm ecstatic.
Her body temperature was rising. I know yours is through the roof right now.
I just told her, you wet? Is that for me?
Shit! Hey, wait, hold on, wait. Wait, hold on, bro. Let me take care of it, bro. Hold on, bro, wait. Because I'll get off on a tangent. Okay, wait.
She got to take a shot.
Okay. Like, hold on. Okay, y'all. Hey, you more, OG, if you more than welcome, you need a shot or you let us know. We got you, too.
I'm good. Okay.
Nakia, you brought this gentleman down here today. I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce him and go ahead and do what you got to do. Go ahead.
You guys, this is the real Rick Ross in the building.
Yes.
Good. Clap it up for my man.
What's up?
So OG, man.
Yes. And we want to thank you for coming today, and we have something special for you.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, indeed, sir.
Cap, can you help me get this?
My name is Five Stacks. This is Cali's Finest Radio. This is Respect the Shooter.
How you doing, brother?
This is one of the artists that we do PR for.
All right.
This is Beast J. And this is my other co-host, L.A. Hottie.
How you doing?
I'm good, man.
So when you do amazing things for the community and you have been a leader for a very long time, and not just that, but you make a dramatic change in your life, mm-hmm. You know, you go from doing stuff like that, you get stuff like this.
Yeah. Woo! Let's go.
My boy.
And that is from Rebuild Your Laugh and the City of Los Angeles in conjunction with Cali's Finest Radio.
Yes, indeed.
You feel me?
Brother, thank you.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Brother, I just want to take the time, firstly, to congratulate you on the completion of the journey to counteracting the negative with the positive. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah,
like you, you calling your own shots now. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You was always calling your own shots, but you know what I mean. Like,
you know what I'm saying? But you know, when you're in the game, you know you are walking on eggshells. You know, any day you could be arrested.
Yes.
You know, or killed, or several other things that's not good that could happen to you. So absolutely, I totally get it.
Yeah. No, man. I know that. I mean, I've seen documentaries on you. You know what I mean? So it blows my mind. And
documentary news articles,
all of that. Papers.
I mean, you know, the trail is there. You know, we left a trail, so it definitely won't be forgotten.
No.
And that was for the wrong things, but now I'm going to leave that trail for the good stuff, and that's why this award is much appreciated. And you know, it's always good when somebody recognizes your work.
Yeah. You know, oh no, definitely, man. 100%. Can you talk to me a little bit about what you've done for the community? We all know already, but I want for the people watching, just tell them, you know what I mean, some of the things that you've done to give back.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think is really the most important is that while I was in prison with a life sentence, I was thinking and I was like, wow, you may never see the young brothers on the street again, and it came to me to write this book.
Right.
Where they could literally open up this book and go through my life and see what they may be going through as a young black male in America. You know, my book, I touched from illiteracy, not having a father, trying to be an athlete, you know, being totally illiterate. I mean, it just, you know, it just go on and on and on, you know, to becoming a drug kingpin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just think that was the best thing that I could have done, and it's probably going to be one of the greatest things I ever did.
Mr. Ross, this the question. This the question that I got for you. Do you think if they never stopped you, would you have kept going?
Or no.
Do you think at some point you would have been like,
I'd stopped. I'd already stopped. I stopped a year and a half before I got arrested.
Okay.
But with the feds have a statute of limitations of 5 years.
Okay.
That means that you can commit the crime today, and they got up to 5 years to arrest you for that crime.
Message.
And if they really want to, they can go and petition the judge, and they can get an extra 2 years.
Message.
So technically, they can get 7 years to arrest you after you committed that crime. And if you run,
mm-hmm.
there's no time limit on when they can catch you.
Because of that evading, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you evaded.
That's like Whitey Bulger. Like, they, after all them years, they still caught up with him, and still they was watching him the whole time. And it's crazy how much they just, I don't know, man. And then when you black, it's like double tough. You know what I mean? Like, they really.
Oh, no question.
You know, ultimately, it was because you were doing things for the community even when you were off and what you were doing.
Absolutely. I never, when I was selling drugs, it wasn't just for me, you know.
Right.
It was, a lot of other people benefited from my efforts. But at the end of the day, you know, it still don't make it right. You know, one of my favorite books, As a Man Think, it talks about somebody trying to do good but do bad.
Right.
You know, you're doing bad to make it good, and it just don't work like that. You know,
right.
you gotta find something that is down the same lane that you're trying to go down.
Right, know? Right.
And, you know, cocaine was, you know, it hurt a lot of other people, you know. Mm-hmm. Some people won, but a lot of people got hurt, yeah. So.
I feel like you paid your debt, though, man. That's what I'm saying. And let's not forget that it was legal at one point in time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not like it's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just
it to the soldiers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. And it was being paid to be brought in. They
used to be in Coca-Cola. It used to be in Coca-Cola.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's how common it was.
So they can dump. So they can dump on. They can dump on people like you who just simply made a living off of something that people was used to already. You know what I mean?
And I did it out of ignorance. You know, not knowing. You know, not knowing what it was. You know, I thought it was like marijuana or drinking a beer. You know, I thought it was just something that people did when they got ready to go out with their girl, when they got ready to go to the club, you know, when an artist was getting ready to perform on stage, you know, he wanted some, and when I got in it, I thought that it was a piece of Hollywood, you know,
right.
I was bringing a piece of Hollywood back to the hood.
Yeah, no doubt. Wow. What do you want to say? Because we're running low on time, but we wanted to make sure that we got this, that we gave you your certificate and get your words.
Yes, sir.
But I got one more question to ask you, boss, and it's like, you see the culture right now, and I mean, what is something that you would say to the people that maybe when we were young, because we look at you like Robin Hood. I ain't going to lie to you.
No lie.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
people like you, Larry Hoover, Harry O. All over the street. You know, yeah. So I totally get it.
Yeah, like,
people, I totally get it. Now you
bag
know.
My
you know,
first nickel.
So, yeah, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, people like you, Harry O, man, Larry Hoover, like, y'all like Robin Hood to us. Like, because y'all the ones that fought against the system and y'all still did give back. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
They just don't publicize what you gave back. So, based on what you see in the culture today, I mean, what do you think needs to change in terms of the hip-hop culture being tied in with the drug culture, and how do you feel about that?
Well, you know, right now we're doing some fucked up shit.
Uh-huh.
You know, almost every week some rapper getting killed.
Oh, man.
We're in a messed up state right now as a people. But I believe that we can come out of it. You know, we can lose the hatred for each other, you know. We can learn that just because I look like you don't make me your enemy.
That's right.
You know, because we do things to each other that we don't do to nobody else. You know, we don't do it to no other races. But when it comes down to a black,
yes,
you know, we have a tendency to not be able to forgive.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
The police. Yeah. That's what we need.
But I think that would be a start for us to forgive, you know.
Yeah.
One of the things that I did is I forgave myself.
You have to,
you know, for what I did.
Can't suffer forever, bro. Yeah. For real though. Yeah, you can't kill, you can't beat up.
How long did that take?
It took a while. You know, I had to do a lot of soul searching, you know, because I was listening to what everybody says. You know, a lot of times we can be brainwashed because the majority is saying it, but what I know now is just because the majority said don't make it right.
Yeah. That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it'd be a lot of wrong motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So what I go with now is I try to find right.
Yeah.
And when I land on the side of right, you know, I feel good about it.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Absolutely. As you should, man. Like I said, man, you like Robin Hood to us, man. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't even got started yet.
Wait till the second half.
What you got talking to? Give me a little.
My goodness.
Clue me in on a little bit of what you got coming up, brother. Before we get out of here.
Well, you know, I'm in the marijuana business.
Okay.
You know, I'm building a grow. I want a dispensary license. I'm doing boxing. The movie getting ready to come out.
Okay.
Well, we getting ready to start shooting the movie soon.
Yeah.
How you know about Kid?
Man, come on, man. We know some of the same people.
Okay.
Tapped in with
your side. Absolutely.
And then tell us a little bit about the music, because you have a pursuit of music too on there.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to do some music as well. I'm talking to a few artists right now. We may start out with a mixtape. You know, when I first got home, I did quite a few mixtapes.
Okay.
You know, we had Freddie Gibbs on there.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Jay Worthy.
Yeah. I remember Jay Worthy.
Now, you got some fire artists.
Gretti.
I remember Jay Worthy, yeah.
Now, you know your girl and the kids, and we got a PR firm, so anything you need.
Is that right? No, I didn't know that.
We just did this official. We signed the IRS paperwork, got the EIN number, everything. We the firm.
We can definitely use some PR.
Okay.
Everybody need a good PR.
100%.
You try to do it without a good PR, you tripping.
That's what I was talking about earlier.
Exactly.
Yeah. Get you a good PR.
I got the best.
That's real.
So I'm doing that, and you know, just trying to make it better for everybody that I come in contact with. You
absolutely.
Leave the world a little better than it was when you got
brother.
Here.
Hey, like I said, brother, you paid your debt to society, bro. I don't care what the fuck nobody say, because you've given back. And whenever somebody tell you got a life sentence, you know what I'm saying? Now you outside, bro. Like, you did what the fuck you had to do.
Already know.
But, Mr. Ross, tell the people how they can get in contact with you, please.
You can get me at Freeway Rick on Instagram, Freeway Ricky Ross on Facebook. If you want to buy my book, don't go to Amazon, please.
Right.
Okay. I got my own website to sell my book, FreewayRickyRoss.com.
Yeah.
Also, I got the Millionaires Club for people who are interested in being a millionaire.
Right.
Yep. We formed a club that we put together to make everybody a millionaire.
There it is.
And
I like it.
You can hit me up on those social media.
Okay, look. And then I know Cam, I know we're short on time, but I have
this. I want to bless him with this.
This is Wild Black Clothing. This is my man's clothing line right here.
Represents our melanin.
And basically, it's whatever. Tell him, bro. Tell him, pitch. It's like whatever you're doing.
The concept of it, the company is called Wild Black. So it's that whatever you do on Wild Black is the concept of it. So driving,
Wild Black, promoting, that's dope.
Yeah,
that's
right. So, right. It's also LLC and everything. Like Miss Nakia, well now the firm represents us. Yeah,
absolutely,
and, you know,
100%. I wanted
to give you that shirt.
Well, you know,
man,
we can sell these on our website too. We sell other people's stuff on our website. So.
Oh yeah, what's the website? Give them the website.
FreewayRickyRoss.com.
Okay,
same website.
Okay,
same website. We put other people books. We're gonna be putting their music on there.
Nice.
You know, sharing the platform.
I like it.
Ain't no sense in hogging it all to ourselves.
Oh, yeah, yes. Right.
Now, Ricky, in just a few words, because we gotta give our outros and get out of here. But just in a few words, how do you feel about somebody that's built like an entire empire on your motherfucking name, but he ain't done none of the shit you did? I'm this is the first time me ever meeting
Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Milli Vanilli. No shade to Rick Ross out there that's rapping. But I just had to get your opinion on that. Because it's another man that is used your name and the store used your brand. That's your brand.
Absolutely.
So I just wanted to kind of know, you know, not to start another shit, but you know, it's a question that comes up top of our mind. Nikia, let the
and
people,
the TV okay, show, so. Snowfall too.
The Snowfall too.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you're gonna punish the man for it, then you should at least let the man, you know what I mean? If
benefit
you can't profit for
it,
let him benefit off it somehow.
I wish he'd have been Rick Ross when the feds came.
When they came.
Oh, everybody wanna be you when it's all over.
Everybody wanna be a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Until it's time to be a nigga.
Hey, real talk.
Nikia, okay, we're gonna get out of here. Nikia, let the people know once again how they can get in touch with you. You know what I mean? And the fabulous PR firm you with.
The firm. RebuildYourLaugh.org. That's the website. And then also RebuildYourLaugh.org @gmail.com.
There it is. Heidi.
You guys can find me, DLA Heidi. T-H-E-E-L-A Heidi.
Hey. There's what I'm talking about. Beast J.
Beast J on all platforms. BECHJAY23.
I like it. All right. Shooter.
It's your boy, Respect the Shooter. You can find me on Instagram @FordTheBoysFilms. That's Ford, like the car.
PB.
Boys with an S, films with an S. But if you really want to find me, you can find
come
me
on
at #YourGirlfriendKnowsMyRealName.
Shooter!
But
exactly.
You got to call me Respect the Shooter.
And if they don't know, ask your mama, right?
Yeah, if they don't.
Hey.
I catch on quick.
Shout out to,
I like that one.
Shout out to Caramel Cannabis as well. Shout out to Steve Kitchens, man. One of my writers in the building. And look, hey, check it out.
What it is.
This the man that's the county finest boss. That feel good as fuck because he just interviewed Rick Ross. It's the promo king himself. Right. Product. Five stacks and counting. And never forget that you are tapped in with the greatest.
The greatest.
The best.
The best.
The finest radio. God damn it, the finest radio.
The finest.
That you will ever come in contact with. It's up, it's stuck, and ain't never coming down. August 28th, Compton Mania. We going up. Shout out Innovative Culture. We out of here. West Coast.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Innovative.
Let's go. 2021 podcast. Let's ladies here, and gentlemen of the California Trap Trinity, Compton, Long Beach, Los Angeles. Here, man, live from the 33rd compound in the city by the beach, boy. Welcome to Kelly's Finest Radio. That's right.
Yeah.